What was the thought process behind the new limited edition of I'm No Dummy?
That's a great question. And it came out of a conversation with Doug Zwick of Pop Twist Entertainment, where just casually I mentioned that my deal with Salient was up. And I was thinking that, oh, it's kind of sad, you know, that all of a sudden your film might disappear, you know?
Yeah.
And so he says, what do you think we could do with this? And I said, well, you know, I've shot 150 hours, and we never had the chance to really do a lot of the extras, and there was so much that was interesting to me. And he said, what do you think about a two-disc limited edition set, a re-release? And I know, and he agreed, that re-releases are tough. You know, they're hard to do, and they aren't always successful. But he thought, because it had done very well with the previous distributor, that it could do well again, not only with a new audience, but with the old audience and a second disc. So I kind of went through all the materials to check first if there was things that I thought would really be exciting for a second disc, people that I wanted to explore a little bit more, and that's how it kind of came about. And when I presented it to him and said, this is the way I want to go, he was like, we're in. We'd love to do it. And that was, it was fun. The funny thing about it was, going back into the documentary, because I, for the director's commentary, I had to obviously watch it again, and I hadn't seen it in several years. You know, you kind of move on and you do other projects.
Sure.
And you think about other things. So you don't keep watching your own movies. You know, years will go by before you see it again. And it was stunning to me that I wouldn't change a frame. And that was really kind of surprising. When I went back and I said, you know what? I would not change the documentary. But there are some fun things that I could put on a second disc that I think people would really enjoy. And that was an expanded Vent Haven Museum. As you know, we're huge supporters and are on the board of advisors for the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were really exciting stories that I thought could be shared. And those are on the second disc. An expanded section about Jimmy Nelson, who I just adore.
Mm-hmm.
Marge and I, producer Marjorie Angusser and I, manage Jimmy's website. We actually built it, put it together, because Jimmy didn't have a presence online.
Wow.
So we built JimmyDannyFarfel.com for him. And this whole new audience just blew up, where people were finding Jimmy from their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because people have been sending them pictures of them with their puppet from like 30, 40 years ago or
wow.
more, when they were a child. And then they send a picture of them sitting on their couch, for instance, with their puppet now. And we see them many years later. We're thinking of actually opening a page to that, because we didn't realize how influential he was on kids. And these aren't ventriloquists or anything. They're business people, doctors, nurses, whatever, you know,
yeah.
lawyers, attorneys. But they had a Danny O'Day puppet as a child and
wow.
still remember Jimmy. So it was nice to do a Jimmy section, kind of how he got it started, and what his influences were, and things like that. And then I also expanded into an area that I thought was really interesting, which was the internationals. Alan Blumenstick, an Israeli ventriloquist, who was born in the United States but moved at age 13 to Israel. He had a nice little section, I thought, but we couldn't really put it in the documentary, but it's in the extras. And Dr. Steve O'Schuling, who is a ventriloquist in Germany and has a school of ventriloquism in Germany, even though he's an orthopedic surgeon, and his story I found very interesting. And then the last thing was, we made the documentary before Terry Fader really became Terry Fader.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do a little piece on him. So we contacted Terry and said, listen, you weren't in the original documentary, and you're not, we're not going to put you and recut the documentary, but can we add you to the second disc and talk about your life and talk about some things that have never been discussed? And he was like, absolutely. So we went to Vegas, shot him, and was able to put a little bit of him and Winston to kind of fill it out, because, you know, Jeff, Jay, Lynn, Terry, some of those people are big in the ventriloquist world and all deserve to be together.
Sure.
And so we kind of brought them all together, even if it is two discs. So that's really how it kind of started and then how it blossomed into a two-disc set.